This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The House Judiciary Committee voted to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the full House Friday. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
It started a long time ago, probably before I came down the escalator.
President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump. Because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Count Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal among those not buying it.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
The Washington Democrat says it's not just impeachment charges, but disrespectful behavior and cruel policies that she predicts will do him in.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and China say they have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman at the White House.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
You can always find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Demonstrators took to the streets of central London Friday to protest the result of Britain's general election, which saw Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party win a sizable majority. We get more from Henry Ridgewell in London.
One by one, supposedly safe Labour seats fell. Boris Johnson's mantra of get Brexit done broke through. His election gamble paid off. In a victory speech, the Prime Minister said he would fulfil that central promise.
We will get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
For Labour, the results were a disaster. Leader Jeremy Corbyn said he would not lead the party into the next election. This was a thumping Conservative victory, but one confined mainly to England. Boris Johnson seems certain to deliver Brexit. He may also be the last Prime Minister of a United Kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Indian Muslims across the country took to the streets to protest new citizenship legislation on Friday. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
Thousands of Indian Muslims took to the streets across the country on Friday as anger over new citizenship legislation grew. Violent protests have erupted since the controversial law was passed by Parliament earlier this week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government's bill will allow citizenship for persecuted Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians who fled Muslim-majority Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan before 2015. The UN Human Rights Office voiced concern over the law on Friday, saying it was fundamentally discriminatory in nature by excluding Muslims.
That's Ciara Lee of Reuters. Oscar nominee Danny Aiello, who brought New York authenticity to his roles as a blue-collar character actor, has died. He was 86. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Danny Aiello had a long career playing tough guys in movies and TV miniseries, like mobster Tony Rosato in Godfather 2.
Michael Corleone says hello.
Aiello was a New Yorker from Hell's Kitchen who started working at age 9. He became a transit union president and a bouncer before breaking into acting. He was also known for comedic roles like the hapless fiancé who gets dumped by Cher's character in Moonstruck.
Could you kneel down?
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor.
This is a good suit.
He became a favorite of several directors, including Woody Allen, and was nominated for an Oscar for his supporting role as a pizzeria owner in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
American Italians on a wall only.
His publicist says Aiello died of a brief illness at age 86. I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.